Get up with Hamish. But if you missed something or want to hear it again, catch up at hit.com.au.
So we're talking about ultimatums at the moment, and one that seems to be given quite a bit these days, pet or partner, which would you choose? Marianne's on the line. Which would you choose?
I would choose the pet.
The pet. And what's your pet?
My pet is my dogs.
Yep.
Over my partner. Okay. Anytime. I spent 12 years yep. with a freak. A freak.
Wait. Who's the freak? Is the partner the freak? Or...
Yes.
Okay.
The partner was a freak.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right. I thought it was a current partner.
Years.
Okay.
No. I've got no current partner except Rosie and Butch, my two dogs.
Yep.
I chose them over him
yep.
after 12 years.
After 12 years.
He was a freak.
He was
yep.
a freak. Okay, I think you've said that a couple of times, Marianne. I think I'm picking up what you're putting down, and what you're putting down is that your partner was a freak and you chose the dogs.
Yes, dog over him anytime.
Right. Okay, all right. Well, we'll leave it there, Marianne, but thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, we'll move across to Annette now on 13, 12, 16. Given the choice, pet or partner, Annette, which one would you choose?
I would take my pet any day because they're the ones that give me the undivided love and affection that I need.
Yes. Okay. So do you currently have a partner?
I do, yes.
Okay. And have you told this partner that if you were to ever be given the ultimatum of pet or partner, you would always take the pet?
I have.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
And how was the reaction?
That's fine with him because he lives in a truck.
99%
of the time.
Okay. All right. So he's like, I've got somewhere else to stay. At least I've got somewhere to sleep. I'll be okay.
True.
All right. And what pet is it that you're picking over your partner?
I'm picking my dog, my cat, and my horses.
Oh, so it's a lot of pets.
It's a lot of pets. No, not overboard, but yeah.
But enough. Enough pets.
Yeah.
Okay, class. That's the end of another week. Any questions?
Well, I do have some questions. I always have questions at the end of the week. Something for you to ponder across the weekend. I mean, if you want to answer them before that, feel free to call through on 13 12 16. Hit me up at our Facebook page, Hit South Queensland. I'm going to open with this one because it's been plaguing on me for quite some time. If darker objects get hotter than lighter objects, and shadows make things darker, then why are shadows not hot? Like they always say, don't paint, say, your roof a dark colour because the house will heat up. If you want to be more efficient during the summer months, you've got to paint your roof white. Reflects the sun. Doesn't absorb the sun. Therefore, objects that are lighter in colour are not going to absorb the heat. So what? Sit, brain. Brain hurts now. Brain hurts. Feel free. 13, 12, 16. Here's another one for you. If the president's wife is called the first lady, does that mean that the vice president's wife is called the second lady? And if so, that's not necessarily fair, is it? Because she's the vice president's first lady. Maybe you've got an answer for that. If a fork was made out of gold, is it still considered silverware? All the cutlery in my cutlery drawer, none of it's made out of silver. But is it still all silverware? And one last one. Do you think the reason adults aren't afraid of monsters under the bed anymore is because if we do actually get eaten by one, then we won't have to go to work the next day? And that's a win? I don't know. If you've got any answers to those, feel free to give me a call, 13 12 16. By all means, take the weekend. Okay, so Phil's on the line. You got a couple of answers to some of my questions. What are the answers?
You're talking about dark versus light and hot versus cold.
Yes.
The difference between a dark object in the sun
yep.
and the same object in a shadow is that it's not getting sun. And sun is the thing that heats it up.
You're right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I was nearly going to need you to dumb it down even further for me, but I think I've grasped it. Phil, thank you for that. All right. What's the other one?
Okay. Cutlery. It's always silverware was the old term for everything that was silver in an inexpensive house. So
right.
It would be silver goblets and all the standard cutlery, and so we keep using that now. But yes, there was plenty of cutlery that was silver. But if you go to America, it's called flatware. Now, there's one for you.
Flatware?
It's called flatware.
But none of it's flat.
Exactly. That's my question. Back to you.
Don't answer questions with a question, Phil. That's rude.
I answered your question and then asked another one.
All right. Well, you've given me something to think about across the weekend. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
No problems, mate. See ya.
Read this morning. It's an amazing story. There's a mystery illness going around through U.S. consulates around the world. It actually started in Cuba, headed to some Asian countries, and now those at the U.S. consulate in China are being sent home with a mystery illness. They're sitting in at work. All of a sudden, they start feeling ill, and they have to go home. They've been checked up and all that kind of stuff. And the one common factor between all these people that have been sent home due to this illness is the fact that they actually hear, just before they are sort of knocked over by this illness, they hear a really high-pitched sound. Now, it's got a lot of people saying that somebody is attacking, like US rivals are attacking the consulates with some sort of sonic device, whether it's a microwave device or an acoustic device, something like that. It's amazing. Now, somebody's taken a recording of this mystery high-pitched frequency sound that is making people really, really ill. And I have it for you. So just, this is a warning. I mean, it's only a short burst, so it should be fine. But this is making people sick at US consulates around the globe. Oh. Oh. All right. No, seriously, I'll play it for you. Now, that's Mariah Carey, but this is what the actual sound is. When you think about it, it is actually very similar to the Mariah Carey bit. Either one, I think, can make you ill. Either one, I'd steer clear of both, to be honest with you.
Gap fillers.
Yeah, this segment designed to fill gaps, lulls in conversation, if you will. It's where we throw a little bit of information at you, a conversation starter. So if there's ever a lull in the conversation, you can throw this in there and that'll fix it. And this is news that came out this week. Have you ever seen the original Disney Cinderella, 1953 classic animated movie? Well, if you have, maybe it's worth another look and look closely, because apparently, Cinderella is missing something. I don't think I've ever seen the film. But when you look at her face, look very, very closely. When you look at the side of her face, look even closer. The original Cinderella does not have ears. She is sans ears. Now, it all came about because there's a new movie coming out, the new Wreck-It Ralph movie, the sequel to the original. It comes out later on this year. Some of these old school characters are coming back and making an appearance, and Cinderella has been given a makeover. She's got a new look, and now she has ears. She has ears now. But across the weekend, go back if you can, if you can find it. Have a look at the original 1950s version of Disney's Cinderella. Cinderella, no ears. What if she needed glasses later on in life? How would they stay on her face? Hey there, hope you enjoyed the catch-up. As promised, I want to give someone $1,000 with AlphaBucks, so I'm giving away extra clues as a reward for wading through the catch-up. So for Monday's Alpha Bucks, we're playing just after 7. Thanks to DGT, $1,000 on the line. The letter we are playing with is the letter N. The first two questions, name something you read and name an American state. Both need to start with N. N for Nick. I'll catch you Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
Get up with Hamish. But if you missed something or want to hear it again, catch up at hit.com.au.